You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's the first Tuesday of the month, so that means my first guest today is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back to the show, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here today.
Well, it doesn't look like I'm looking out the window and it doesn't seem to be raining, so it seems to be a good day today.
It is indeed. And the forecast didn't sound too bad either.
Oh, good. We deserve a break.
We definitely do. Yeah, for real. So you're here today to talk to us about what's happening at the library for October. But before we get into that, as we always do, let's talk books. What are you reading right now?
So I am reading The Bone Shard Daughter by Andrea Stewart. And I think it's the first. I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy. It's the first of a series. And it's fantasy, and it's one of those books where I'm enjoying it so much, I'm actually reading it slower because I'm going to be really sad when the book is over.
Don't you love it when you grab a hold of a book like that? And that sounds very appropriate for spooky season.
It is, yeah. It is not too spooky, but there definitely are some kind of macabre elements where I'm like, oh, I'm really glad this is a book and not a show, so I can kind of, my brain can kind of temper it down and make it a little like safer than what anything Hollywood would probably come up with CGI.
Well, it sounds like a good one. Yeah. I've got a couple going now as well. I don't have anything as seasonal as what you're reading, but they're scary. They're both kind of scary in their own way. One is called Quality Land, and it's by Mark Uwe Kling. I just cracked that one. And the other one is The New Wilderness by Diane Cook. And I got both of them from Juno Public Library, by the way. And they are both speculative fiction about a dystopian future world, but they're really different from each other because Quality Land is all about like high technology. Uh-huh. And then interestingly, I'm reading that one on hardback. And then the other one is literally about like survival off the land in the future where there is no technology. And that one I'm reading on audiobook, so I'm not that far into any of them. But if nothing else, I'm enjoying like the juxtaposition of reading them both concurrently.
Yeah, that I think I read an article a week or two ago where dystopian fiction is really popular right now, as well as like romance. So people are kind of going from one extreme. They either want something really nice and safe and comfortable, or they just want to go, okay, let's show me all the dystopian futures. I just want to, you know, take a look at them all.
Like lean in or escape completely.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some similar stories, some similar book reviews.
Yep.
Well, that's great. I hope you enjoy yours. I'm enjoying mine. I look forward to talking about what we're reading again next month. But let's talk about what's going on at the library. You're still on your staggered schedule. Is that correct?
We're still on our staggered schedule, and as far as I know, we're going to be there maybe until the end of the year, if not longer. And if anything changes, of course, we'll let everybody know as soon as possible. We'll just shout it out from the rooftop.
Post it, maybe a big sign in all of your windows.
We'll take down our. We have the CBJ Risk is on all our windows, and so we'll put right next to it, open or closed or something. I don't know, but we'll let everybody know.
That's great. Well, what's on the calendar of events for October?
Well, we have our annual bookmark contest, which I know a lot of people, especially people with kids who are student age, K through high school, are really excited about. And if you happen to not know what the bookmark contest is, every year we encourage the students of Juno to submit a bookmark drawing based on a theme. And this year the theme is courage, kindness, and strength. And they're judged in November, and winners get their bookmark printed for pretty much the next year. So from like December through the summer, you can come to the library and pick up a bookmark of a design you drew. And they're really popular with everybody who comes into the library, especially tourists and family and friends. And so it's a really kind of exciting way to see all the artistic talent of students around town. We will post all the entries in November, at the end of November, so you can come and see all the different drawings and interpretations that kids come up with on this theme, and it's always really fun to see what kids come up with.
Is there only one winner?
There are, I think, a winner for each age group.
Excellent. Do you remember anything about last year's winning designs?
No, because last year's feels like so so long ago. We post all the winners online on our website. There's like a link you can go to get some more information, as well as the submission form. And I just remember I think every year I look at them and just go, man, I do not have an autistic bone in my body, and I'm just amazed at how well these kids can put an image to paper. And I really hope, like, it's just exciting to see. And I'm just kind of in awe of this drawing talent that I don't have.
Well, let's go over the details one more time. How can they submit their drawings, and when is the deadline?
So the deadline is October 30th, so that's the Friday, the day before Halloween. And you can turn them into any of the three library branches, or you can also, if you have it like an electronic version, like you don't want to come into the library, you can email your submission to read@juno.org.
All right. And are there like size and shape specifications online somewhere?
Yeah. When you download the entry form, it will have like kind of like more the reminders, like where to turn it in, what the theme is, the email for submissions and questions. And then I'll have like the other half of the paper is the right size for the drawing.
And again, the theme is courage, kindness, and strength.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what they kind of thought. We needed something like that right now. So that was the theme that was picked.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing those entries in November, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I hope you get a lot of great submissions. I know that you will.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And if anybody is interested, if they want to judge, they can give us a call and talk to Sarah, one of our youth services librarians, and they can help us judge all the entries we get.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
Fun but hard.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the bookmark contest 2020, something for everyone to look forward to and have a little fun with.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, we... right now, kind of last week was Banned Books Week, which is put on every year. It's an annual kind of event to remind people kind of like what books get banned at schools and libraries and how like what a wide range it is. And sometimes the list will have surprises. And our outreach department pulled a bunch of books and they made displays at all three of the library branches, and they wrapped the books. So you don't know what book you're gonna you get if you check one out, but if you do, you get a form you can fill out to turn in for a prize drawing. So we're encouraging everybody to come pick a book off the display and then read it, and you might be kind of surprised with what you get.
Oh, wow! So you don't know what book you're getting; you just know it's a banned book.
You know it's a banned book, and each book on their wrapper will have like written down kind of the reasons why it was banned, and so you can kind of see, and then you can open up and go, oh, huh, okay. And then you can read it and be like, do you agree or do you not? Like, give you something to think about.
Oh, I love that. That sounds like fun. And how long is that going on?
That's going on, I think, for like another week or two. And so just come in the next time you come to the library, like this week, and I think you have a little bit longer to turn in the submissions, but we're going to take this display down and put up another display next week. So don't miss your chance if you want to participate.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
Next on the list, kids vote. Is this like a mock election?
It is. So I think it was organized. There's a librarian up in Anchorage who it's a statewide kids vote. Kids are going to vote on who their favorite library book character is.
Oh, it's not a presidential vote?
No, it's not a presidential vote. It's a kids book character vote. And if I had thought about it, I would have written down who was on the ballot, but I didn't, and now I'm going to forget who's on there. I think Pete the Cat is. That's the only character I remember on the ballot. But it's going to go from October 19th to November 3rd, and it's at all three public library branches. And kids can come in, they vote. I think they get a sticker. Pat Race designed stickers for this kind of like kids vote program. So they get a sticker designed by Pat Race. And on the election, November 3rd, there's going to be ballot boxes at the Downtown Library and Douglas Library for kids if they want to actually cast their ballot that way.
And what office are they voting these characters for?
I think just for who's the best.
Who's the best? Just the best.
The favorite kids book character.
The best kids book character, yep. The favorite. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope... I hope nobody's ballot gets confused with an official election ballot this November, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm going to be excited to see who wins in this kind of fun, lighthearted election.
Hotly contested. You never know. Yeah. It could get cutthroat.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm worried. Some kids are going to be very sad if their favorite doesn't win. We'll see.
I hope there's no, you know... dirty ads or anything like that. Yep. Negative campaigning.
Yeah, I hope not. We're keeping things clean at the library when it comes to voting. Everybody's ballot will be in safe hands when they vote at the end of the month.
That's great. Yeah. Last thing you guys need is an election scandal.
Yep, yep.
All right. And then the next thing you wanted to mention today is the Heather Lindy Author Talk.
Yeah, so I know she was on last month.
She was.
We also, I know she's been very busy this coming up month doing so many virtual author talks for this Alaska Book Week. We get to do our own virtual book talk with her at the end of the month. So Wednesday, October 28th, we're going to have our own scheduled. And I don't have the details on that yet because being a virtual program, we have to schedule up a Zoom and get that link for people so they can attend. But at the end of this week, I'll have a post on Facebook and I'll have flyers out and people will be able to register and hopefully have enough time to read her book, Find the Good, and then come for a really good discussion.
Oh, that's great. And is Find the Good available at the library?
Yep, we have it at the library. We also have ebook versions available through Hoopla and Alaska Digital Library.
Oh, that's great.
And we have also both places, the copy of the audiobook, which the author reads. So if you're a fan of reading, like audiobooks that the author does their own reading, it's a really good one.
I am a fan of those audiobooks. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for that.
Too.
I had no idea. That's really good to know. I definitely have been leaning towards ebooks and audiobooks these days. Mm-hmm. So, Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Library, thank you so much for these updates. I found a lot of great info on your website and on your Facebook page, and you can also contact the library by phone. Is there a good number for that?
Yeah. Best number right now would just be to call 586-5249, and it will ring whichever library is open on whichever day of the week. It will ring the open library, so you'll definitely get somebody if you call that number.
Fantastic. And I just want to commend you, as I always do, for being so creative, especially through this weird year. The library on their Facebook page has a lot of really neat stuff that I didn't know about. So I strongly recommend going and checking out a lot of really creative ideas for take-home kits. There's curbside services for certain things, grab-and-go book bundles. So everyone should check that out. And if there's any questions, you can call 586-5249. Kate, thanks for speaking with me again. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
Nope. Just make sure it's fall, it's getting dark, come get more reading material and library materials to get you through the rest of the winter. And we are so appreciative to all our patrons, and we're so glad that we can be here for all of Juneau.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Take care.